Yesterday, a federal judge cleared the way for the city of Houston to once again begin enforcing its homeless encampment ordinance. That ordinance went into effect in May, but was blocked from being further enforced in August after U.S. District Judge Kenneth Hoyt granted a temporary restraining order against the city. The ACLU of Texas filed a lawsuit against the city, which prompted the temporary restraining order. Yesterday, Judge Hoyt dissolved the temporary restraining order he previously issued. The judge also scheduled the ACLU's lawsuit to be tried sometime after this time next year. In a statement, ACLU of Texas senior staff attorney Tricia Trigilio responded, quote, "Sheltering yourself is not a crime. It is a basic human need. Our clients are now at risk of being arrested just for being homeless. They have nowhere else to go." The city of Houston's homeless encampment ordinance makes it illegal for the city's homeless population to sleep in tents, use heating devices, or own more belongings than what would fit in a container 3 feet long by 3 feet wide by 3 feet tall. In a statement, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner praised the judge's decision, saying that the judge has for now essentially endorsed the city's effort. The mayor said the ordinance strikes a balance between preserving personal freedoms of every Houstonian while eliminating threats to the public health. This latest news comes this week as the city announced last week that a partnership with local groups has resulted in the housing of 548 chronically homeless people in 6 months. Last week, the mayor also acknowledged that the work wasn't over just yet.
Please know we're not saying mission accomplished. Because as long as there's one person on the street that's homeless, we still have a lot of work to do. So it's not mission accomplished. But we continue to set milestones that we're trying to achieve. And we all recognize that the best way to solve homelessness is through providing housing, permanent supportive housing. And that's the goal. And we also recognize that in order to keep people from falling through the cracks, we've got to put them in a better position before they reach that crisis state. So we gotta provide them with jobs that they can, where they can take care of their families, substance abuse programs, all of those supportive services that people need so that they don't reach that point.
The city's homeless initiative is called The Way Home, and its aim is to continue reducing homelessness in Houston by focusing on matching the homeless with services and affordable and supportive housing. The Way Home has been nationally championed as a successful model for large metropolitan areas dealing with large homeless populations. The collaborative initiative frequently touts its statistic of housing more than 11,000 individuals in permanent housing since 2012, and it says it has reduced overall homelessness by 60% since 2011. The Way Home is comprised of the local efforts of more than 100 private nonprofit and public organizations that are committed to working together to find unique and innovative solutions to the problems facing local homeless people. One such solution that is currently being considered by the city is to create what they're calling a, quote, low-barrier temporary safe space for the homeless at a downtown Metro bus depot station on McKee Street. According to a mayor's office press release, quote, "This potential pilot program would provide a safe and healthy environment while individuals work with area agencies on their permanent housing options. It would include professional management, 24-hour security, and supportive services," unquote. The mayor's office announced this new safe space for the homeless on December 11th, and 3 days later, the Metro Transit Authority's Board of Directors decided to approve entering into an interlocal agreement with the city. As news quickly spread about this plan and details from the city remained slim, several local residents who live near the proposed temporary safe space for the homeless came to the Metro Board meeting on December 14th to voice their opposition to the plan.
"I'm here along with a community of landowners and artists who operate in the most historic part of Houston, Frosttown, James Butte Park, El Barrio del Alacrán, and the Nance Street Art Warehouse District. We are here to say that opening a homeless shelter on your bus barn property just north of McKee Street Bridge itself a national arts monument that was saved and restored by a tenacious arts nonprofit, Art and Environmental Architecture, Inc., would create a human and community disaster of monumental proportions.
Now, if you do not already know, Northside is saturated with facilities for folks just out of the walls, low barrier, no barrier, overnight housing, drug and alcohol rehab, not to mention all the street people. And when something is saturated and you add to it, things begin to fall out. In this case, what's going to fall out is people.
I believe that the neighbors, not purposefully, but just by the way this happened, have been excluded from giving our comments in a way that could make a difference. I found out about this a day or two ago, cleared the schedule, and here I am today. So I don't even know, honestly, standing here before you, what's actually in the proposal.
One of the selling points for this homeless encampment was safety and security of the homeless people. When I read that, my question was, and I read through it a bunch of times, where's the provision for the safety and security of our neighborhood?
We're concerned about our safety. Just a few months ago, we had a stabbing by a homeless man. Police took him away in handcuffs. One of the school teachers says, I get up at 4:30 in the morning and walk my pets so that I can go and teach at-risk children. She says, now I'm going to have to worry about my safety before I go to school.
I think we've all heard the quip I learned in the Army, that there's no permanent solution like a temporary solution. And I suspect that that's what we're dealing with here.
Thank you very much.
I'm Dawn Fudge, and I've owned the Last Concert Cafe for the last 31 years.
Good morning. You have 3 minutes.
Okay. The restaurant has been declared a historical live music venue. The buildings are protected buildings that can't be torn down. They have to be preserved, and it's my responsibility to do that legally. And if I don't do it, I can be in a lot of trouble. We have suffered in the last 5 years with all the homeless people being in the McKee Street Park to the point I hardly have any customers left. So, you know, I'm practically going out of business as it is. I can't imagine if we have this shelter right around the corner. My customers have been held up by gunpoint. They've had their purses stolen, their car windows broken in, wedding dresses stolen out of their trunk of their car. I mean, it has been horrendous.
This particular location does not fit into the overall master scheme of Buffalo Bio, nor will it facilitate the advancement of the type of real estate development that the city tax base might really want to experience in the near future.
You just heard the voices of Carlos Cabillo, Randall Baxley, Clay Crawford, John Bates, Patsy Helinski, Milton Howe, Don Fudge, and Kurt Ferris. These eight individuals are residents, property managers, and business owners who would be neighbors to the proposed low-barrier homeless safe space at the Metro Bus Depot station. And they're all against the plan. After hearing these public comments, the Metro Board discussed the issue amongst themselves, and board members added language to the agenda item that further clarified that the partnership with the city would be temporary. Only two Metro Board members, Jim Robinson and Lisa Castaneda, voted against authorizing the interlocal agreement with the city. Here is Metro Board member Lisa Castaneda voicing her dissenting opinion.
Can the pilot program be decided first and then the location be approved? Can we know about it? And I know the homeless is a crisis. I know it, and I hate it. I hate walking outside this building and seeing all these homeless people and feeling like there's nothing we can do. But as not as board members, but as just citizens of the United States, but it just does seem a little out of order. It seems like a little bit of a surprise. And if it is going to be in this location, it would just be good to know that, you know, if we're responsible for what happens with the property, that we know the community has had more than 3 days to, have
well,
some engagement.
I,
it just seems like, you know, the location is set, and then is it going to be a program? Can the pilot program be more thought out, detailed, go to city council, And then at least that way the community knows, has had their chance to protest and or get their thoughts into a compromise of what would be a good solution, and then we wouldn't be having a meeting like this.
The issue is now in the city council's court, and we're expecting to learn more about the safe space for the homeless at the bus depot station on McKee Street during a future city council meeting. Meanwhile, this weekend's weather report is predicting sub-freezing temperatures for Sunday through Thursday, and most shelters like the Star of Hope and the Salvation Army will open their doors and take in as many as they can safely fit. Many organizations will also hand out donated blankets to the homeless who aren't willing to spend the night at a shelter. To learn more about how to volunteer at more than 100 area organizations that help the homeless, visit www.thewayhomehouston.org.